Arizona State coach Todd Graham has joined us. The Sun Devils are home Thursday night to take on Colorado. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
First question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Todd, I know this is the ultimate media cliche question, but how do you get your guys to not look ahead, overlook Colorado with Oregon down the pike?
Well, that's it's something we better not do. I can tell you that I can't do any more to focus on that than what we have. I think it just has to do with your, you know, I don't know if you can. It has everything to do with the mental maturity of your football team, is what I think. And these guys have really showed a lot of maturity for me, and they've really stayed focused on the task at hand and learned from their mistakes. You know, that's one thing this group has done. It's been a very smart group and resilient. And, you know, our guys know we're going into a sold-out crowd and national television Thursday night. And, you know, anybody in this league can beat anybody else on any given game day. So, you know, we think we've done a great job preparing them. We've had a great week. We'll see.
I've heard that from other coaches that you really, I mean, you can only say it a couple of times, don't overlook, and then it becomes almost like a negative message.
Yeah,
and it really comes from the players, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and I've just really, you know, tried to, you know, point to the things that they can, you know, really see and learn from. You know, like, you know, we talked about our first road game to Missouri and how poorly we played in the first half because we just, you know, we weren't mentally prepared to play on the road, and we made, you know, stupid penalties and turned the football over, which we haven't done that any other quarter or half all year long. And so we talked about how important mental preparation is. So we spent a lot of time talking about that, and you know, our guys have, you know, we talked about it before we went to Cal, and I thought that our guys really responded well there, and hopefully they're maturing as a football team. We're a very young team, obviously. We have, you know, 14 guys that never played in a college game that are playing for us. So, you know, we the guys are maturing fast, and I like these guys, and I look for them to play well. I really do. I don't think our guys will have a letdown, but, you know, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully we've done a good job preparing them.
Great. Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from John Henderson, Denver Post.
Todd, why has Cameron Marshall not been as productive this year? Is it because of the depth you have in the backfield?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think it's a couple of factors. I think he's just now starting to hit his stride. He came off his best game last week. I really ran the ball physically. I mean, we've just got three really good backs that are very diverse. You know, our offense is obviously a run-oriented offense, but we've just got a lot of guys that are really quality. I think all three guys are really quality backs. But, you know, one thing that hurt Cameron, he missed the entire spring, you know, with an injury, and then he was out for most of the fall camp. So, really, he's just now gotten where he's practicing for a couple weeks straight, you know. And so I think I've seen a big difference in him, but he's a guy that's a big part of what we're doing that I think will continue to, you know, have, you know, more and more of an impact as we move forward.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? Any follow-ups?
You do have a question from Paul Booker, Portland, Oregonian.
Can you talk about Will Sutton's play this season? And I'm wondering what other teams lately have done to try to counteract him.
He's obviously played outstanding, as well as, you know, I think we've played really good defense. I'm really proud of how our guys have played and effort that they put into it. But he's a catalyst up front for us. Obviously people tried to slide the front to him, tried to, you know, double him and things like that. You know, we've got good enough players around him where you know, if that happens, then we've had guys like Carl Bradford, Jr. Anneli, step up and get sacks and do a great job. I think Jackson Hood, a true freshman, is playing really solid at the other tackle position. So, you know, I think, you know, we got a really solid front, not very big, but explosive and fast, and he's been outstanding. Been a guy that's been a, you know, has played as good as I've had a defensive tackle play.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any further questions?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Todd, thanks for your time, and good luck Thursday night at Colorado.
Thank you.
All right, take care.